13. The Sultan. Princess Badr al-Badr has to leave because she's scheduled to bring toys to sick children. We go outside the palace gates and watch as she drives off in her horse-drawn buggy. I slide the ring off, rub it, and Karima pops up in her purple haze.
"Hey, guys," Karima says. "Did it work? Did the princess talk to Aladdin?"
"She did," Aladdin says. "She even agreed to marry me. But unless I can offer her father gold or jewels, he'll tell me no. Can you help?" Karima bites her lip.
"I can try. But then you'll be out of wishes for today."
"Already?" Jonah says. "It's not even noon."
I nod. "We have no choice. We have to use our last wish of the day for the jewels, or the king will tell Aladdin he can't marry the princess." "Here we go," I say. "Should I just wish for a bag of jewels?"
"No," she says. "That's a two-parter."
"A what?" I ask.
"A two-parter," Jonah explains, nodding. "A bag of jewels. A bag of jewels. Two parts."
"Seriously?" I ask.
"Sorry."
Karima sighs, the smoke strings connecting her to the ring blowing a bit in the breeze.
"I wish I had stronger magic."
"Oh," I say. "I have the bag Nada gave me. Let's use that for part one."
"Great," Karima says.
I open the silky purple purse. "Okay, Karima. I wish for jewels or gold inside this purse," I say, then hold my breath.
"Please work. This has to work."
Karima nods.
"Got it."
"Maybe we'll get a million jewels," Jonah says. "Like the flowers. We could take some home."
Karima takes a deep breath and stares at the bag in my hand.
"Rubies, emeralds, diamonds, and gold. Give us something pretty to hold."
A poof of sparkles comes out of the bag.
"Yay, something's happening."
Aladdin jumps up and races over. I open the purse wide. We all look inside. It's not rubies. It's not emeralds. It's not diamonds. And it's not gold.
"Tick, tick,"
says whatever's inside. Prince runs over and sniffs at the bag.
"Gruff, gruff, gruff."
Jonah's eyes pop wide open.
"It's a squirrel."
I stare at the tiny, gold-colored, furry creature in my purse. "A squirrel," I repeat. "A teeny, tiny squirrel."
"Oops," says Karima, her face scrunching.
"How did this squirrel end up in my purse?" I wonder aloud. "What does a squirrel have to do with jewels and gold?" Jonah reaches a finger into my purse before I can tell him not to. But the squirrel seems happy and nuzzles against Jonah's finger.
"I think it's a golden-mantled ground squirrel," Jonah says. "We just learned about them in school. And Karima had the word gold in her rhyme."
"You've got to be kidding me." Then I notice the squirrel has a little gold collar with a name tag. "Goldie," I read. "The squirrel's name is Goldie."
"I'm really sorry," Karima says, frowning. "I don't know what I did wrong. I'm just not good at making something out of nothing."
"We can take him home, right, Abby?"
Jonah asks, using his pinky to pet Goldie's head.
"He's so adorable, and Prince will learn to love him."
I look at Prince, who is staring at the squirrel with narrowed eyes. "How will we explain to our parents why we have a squirrel?" I ask. Jonah frowns.
"The same way we explained Prince?"
I shake my head. "We have to at least try and give him to the Sultan. But who wants a mini squirrel? If Karima had to zap up an animal, couldn't she have zapped up a golden retriever? Or a golden elephant?" "What if the Sultan hates animals?" Aladdin asks. "Or if he's allergic to them? If only Princess Badr al-Badr were here to ask." I take little Goldie out of the bag and hold him close to my chest. He wiggles against me and licks my thumb. Aww, he's twitchy, but cute.
"Who could hate a squirrel?" Jonah asks.
"Gruff!"
Prince barks, trying to jump up on me. Our dog, for one, I say.
Down, Prince, Jonah scolds. Be nice to the squirrel.
Prince listens to Jonah and sits. It's a start, at least. I put a squirming Goldie back in the bag, careful to leave it open enough so he can breathe. I put my ring back, and Karima disappears. I climb back on the magic carpet and motion for Aladdin, Jonah, and Prince to do the same. Goldie is all we have.
When we arrive at the Great Hall on the other side of the palace, there is a long line of people out the double doors. Are they all waiting to see the Sultan? Aladdin, Jonah, Prince, and I hop off the magic carpet. Jonah tucks the rolled-up carpet under his arm. I have the bag of squirrel. Aladdin is pacing at the end of the line. I'm not sure if animals are even allowed in the palace, so I tell Prince to wait for us behind a tree. He curls up to take a nap. I have to say, Jonah's doing a decent job of training Prince to be good. Besides the jewel eating, of course. We wait for an hour in line. We slowly inch up in the marble hallway. It's impossible to tell what the other people are asking for. Hopefully no one else is asking to marry the princess. Finally, there's only one person in line in front of us. 1 minute later, the door opens and the guard gestures for us to enter.
Come in!
Booms the voice. A man sits on a throne at the opposite end of the room. He's wearing a white turban on his head and a long white robe. The top of his throne is actually inscribed with the word Sultan. Standing just behind the Sultan is another man wearing a dark green robe and a white turban. He is not smiling. Two guards stand on either side of the throne. Aladdin lets out a breath.
I'm nervous, he whispers to me.
Maybe the Sultan will think love is all that matters, I tell him.
Why do I doubt that? He asks, looking around. I see what he means. The Great Hall is lined with jeweled things, from tall gold vases to paintings with frames encrusted with rubies and emeralds and diamonds. Even the golden carpet leading to the king is dotted with jewels.
You have to try, I say. If you don't try, guess what? Nothing happens.
You've got this, Aladdin.
He takes a few steps toward the throne.
Hi? Mr. Sultan? I'm Aladdin, and I would like to ask for your daughter's hand in marriage.
The Sultan raises an eyebrow.
My daughter?
He asks.
The princess?
Aladdin nods and looks down at the floor.
The Sultan studies Aladdin. The man standing behind the Sultan leans down and whispers in his ear. Do I hear the words, poor villager? I think I do. Aladdin clears his throat.
Mr. Sultan? I mean, sir? I mean, your highness. I love Princess Badr al-Badr, and it's my greatest wish to marry her. I don't think so,
the Sultan replies. He starts to wave his hand to dismiss us.
Wait!
I cry out. Aladdin really loves the princess, and she loves him.
Sure, they fell in love really, really fast, but they're going to be happy together.
I promise.
Do you have something to offer the Sultan?
The unsmiling man asks.
Something of monetary value. A gift.
Cuck, cuck,
squeaks Goldie from inside the bag. The Sultan eyes the bag.
Is that for me? What is it?
I take the teeny-meeny squirrel out of the purse and put it on the floor. A golden-mantled ground squirrel?
Muck, muck,
cries Goldie. A hush comes over the Great Hall. Everyone is staring at the tiny squirrel with the gold collar.
Oh, no. Did we break some sort of rule? Are animals really not allowed inside the palace? I figured Prince would have to wait outside, but this itty-bitty squirrel can fit in my pocket.
The Sultan stands up. The man behind him steps forward and narrows his eyes at us again. The guards step forward. I wait, holding my breath.
Uh-oh,
Jonah whispers.
Uh-oh is right, Aladdin says. I can forget about marrying the princess.
Cuck,
the mini squirrel says.
Cuck, cuck.
Then he scurries over to the Sultan and hops up onto his long purple slipper. My eyes widen. We are so about to get kicked out. The Sultan lifts up his foot. The little squirrel stretches and fluffs up his bushy tail over the edge of the slipper. The Sultan opens his mouth and...
"Aww," he says. "I've never seen a squirrel like this. Look at its stripes and its adorable cheeks. I had a pet squirrel as a child, you know."
He scoops up Goldie and cuddles him against his cheek. The squirrel licks his face and the Sultan laughs. Our offering is working. The Sultan loves the tiny squirrel. Go, Karima! The Sultan nods and nuzzles the squirrel, then notices the name tag.
"And his name is Goldie. I love gold. Thank you."
Aladdin boldly steps forward.
"Sir Sultan, is there any way you would consider my request now? To marry your daughter?"
The Sultan whispers to the man beside him. Wait a minute. The man must be the vizier. The Sultan's helper. I remember from the original story that the Sultan's helper secretly wants the princess to marry his own son.
"I'll tell you what,"
the Sultan says to us after he listens to the vizier.
"We will approve the wedding, but you need to give us more than just a squirrel."
"You need to bring actual gold or jewels," the vizier says. 40 buckets of jewels carried by 80 beautifully dressed marchers in a parade. Bring them on Thursday at noon."
"Then, and only then, can you marry my daughter,"
the Sultan adds. I'm pretty sure that's the same thing the Sultan asked for in the original story. But in the original story, Aladdin had the real genie, and we have a rookie genie. I think about all the jewels Karima will have to zap up. She couldn't even come up with one bag of them.
"What are you waiting for?" the vizier snaps. "You are dismissed."